Hey everybody, it's Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and this is the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. Usually this is the spot where I have a quick tip for our listeners. This is usually something that I share from my experience of 30 years as a roofing contractor, and something that's usually quick, 10-minute tip that's going to help you build a more successful business. But in this spot, I'm going to start something new that's going to bring great value to our listeners, to our roofing contractors. I've still got the Roofer Show that comes out every Friday. And what makes the Roofer Show different from all the other dozens of podcasts that are out there that can help you with your marketing, how to sell, how to get more leads? And that's what their focus is on. And those shows are great. You should be subscribed to those also. But what this show is about and what makes it different is that I take a holistic approach to running a roofing business because I did it for 30 years. And what I do is I share my experience and I talk about the things that I wish I knew back then when I was growing my business. And that's how I choose my guests. And it's not just about how to get more leads, how to sell more work. But as you hear, I talk about my three-legged stool where you sell work, you do work, and you keep score. And all three of those legs have to be in balance if you're going to run a successful and growing roofing business. And that's what this show is all about. It's for the smart contractors that want to learn from other people's mistakes rather than making them themselves. And that's what I would like to share, is how you can shortcut this thing, learn from the mistakes of others, like the pioneers that took all the arrows before you. But as I've said, I've got something great for this spot that's really going to help you. But before I get into that, I just want to thank all the listeners that took the time to send me a text and give me some feedback on the show. And I've got a lot of responses from that. I love texting because if you send a prospect or one of your clients an email, they're not going to respond. Same thing with a phone call. They're not going to call you back. But you send a text, most likely you're going to get a response and you're going to get it quick. And your prospects and customers are going to appreciate it because it's easy, as do I. So take the time right now. Just send me a text and let me know what's going on in your business, how things are going. Also, give me some feedback on the show. Let me know what you like, what you don't, what you'd like to hear about, because feedback is the breakfast of champions. You should be getting feedback about your business from your guys. You want to know what's going on, and that's why I'm asking you to please send me those texts. 510-612-1450. And if you have a chance, run down to iTunes, leave me a review. Really helps get the show out there. You can go to my show notes down at the bottom, big button, click it. It'll give you instructions, real simple, walk you through, take you about 3 minutes, but it really helps get the show out there. All right, enough about me, because nobody cares about me. It's all about what's in it for you, and that's what this show is all about. So what I'm doing is selecting my most popular shows, the guests that I thought that provided the most value and the most help for you to build a more successful business. And what I'm going to do, I brought those guests on, and we're going to put on a mini course, and we're going to go over a period of 3 or 4 days, and we're going to teach you exactly a step-by-step process of the things that we've talked about on the show, so you can implement those in your business, or some quick tips on how you can get in touch with the speakers to help you out that way. So our first course is what I get the most requests for, and that is, how do I get more leads? It's always more leads. So I brought back Mark Levesque from WebRunner Media, and I had him on the show on number 113. Great show. We got some great feedback and questions. So I brought Mark on, and we are going to talk about everything you need to know about PPC or pay-per-click. And if you want leads, this is the way to do it. And should be part of everyone's marketing program. So let's get into it with Mark and learn how we can get more leads for our business. Mark, thanks for coming back onto the show for week number 2 of our mini class. And that is everything you need to know about PPC to get a quality, consistent flow of leads for your roofing business.
Hey, Dave. Awesome. Happy to be here.
As we talked about in last week's class, this is really a cut to the chase, no fluff, how to get just quick, useful information to our listeners about PPC. So, Mark, we ready to get into this?
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
Well, let's start off with, what are we doing here? Who's this class for? And most importantly, what's in it for our roofing contractors? Why should they care?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the point you touched on, Dave, is important. This is a, you know, a no bullshit, no fluff class. If you've ever gotten a runaround from some marketing company, or you've been sold a bag of tricks, that's definitely not what this is about. Exactly. So last week, you know, we talked about making sense of PPC, how to avoid common pitfalls. And for the most part, that really comes down to just assessing whether or not PPC or pay-per-click is going to be the right fit for you. We touched on how it works, right? Google being a search engine, how you can essentially leverage their reach. You can pay them a couple dollars for them to show ads to people who are in market for your services. And then, you know, to determine whether or not it's going to be a good fit, how to run the actual numbers, the math behind it, right? So calculating cost per clicks and how many clicks you need before you get a lead. And then from there, validating whether or not your lead cost is going to allow you to generate customers profitably. So that's what we touched on last week. This week, what I'd like to touch on is the idea of capitalizing on PPC leads. So once you've got a lead, what happens next, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of half the battle is generating the lead. The other half, well, there's a lot more to it. So
you're right about that. You can have all the leads in the world, but nothing happens until somebody sells something. And I hear a lot about that from contractors, is that all I need in my business is more leads. If I only had more leads, everything would be fine. Yeah, that is just not how it works. But Mark, I think you did a great job of covering the basics last week on how to get those leads. I think that's the easy part. So now that we've got a lead, how are we going to capitalize on that?
Interesting question. And I think the takeaway for today, I'm going to kind of skip to the end here, Dave, is, you know, like I said earlier, generating a lead is half the battle. And if you're not ready for this next part, the last thing you want to do is put money into marketing or to try and bring visibility to your business, because you're going to waste those hard-earned dollars, more specifically marketing dollars, right? The last thing we want to do is bring attention to our business if we're not well set up to receive those leads. And let's get into what we're going to cover today. You know, the idea of, you know, how to respond, speed being really important, your demeanor, the way you go about addressing these inbound requests, mastering the follow-up, and then of course protecting your time, because we don't want to run every lead. That would be crazy. So those are the you know, points that we've got outlined for today.
Well, that sounds good. And along those lines, I've got a little story to tell. Is that we're talking about the quality and the speed of the follow-up. And I've got some work that I need done at my house. I've got a small bathroom remodel. I get a referral from a friend, set an appointment with this guy. He's going to come out, but something came up. I've got to change the appointment. So I give him a call. What happens? Rolls over into voicemail. I got to leave a message, say, hey, got to change the appointment. Give me a call and let's pick another time. Well, I don't hear anything. I got to call him back. So rolls over into voicemail. Still nothing. So there is no way in hell I'm going to use this guy. And my next message I leave for this clown on his voicemail is going to be, your service sucks. Don't bother coming out because I'm going to hire another contractor. And I'm just like most buyers, where I don't care what it costs. I want to have a reliable contractor that's going to return my calls, that's going to take care of business. And you hear this all the time about these guys that don't show up, they don't return calls. And this was a referral, our best kind of lead. So now, not only am I pissed off, but next time I see my friend, I'm going to tell her that these guys suck and you should not refer them anymore. But back to our topic, sorry about that. But Mark, I think what you're going to talk about is if you're going to pay money for these leads, you've got to respond quickly and with quality. And I think that's what you're going to get into, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Dave, you know, what you just brought up is something that is great news for all the contractors listening to this.
There is.
Yeah, I mean, the competition out there, as much as it may seem fierce, you know, there are a lot of competitors. They're not necessarily all doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not that difficult for you to stand out. And one of the simplest ways to be one up on your competition is to respond in a timely fashion, right? So, you know, speed to lead. You want to get to those leads as quickly as you can. And so regardless of the lead source, when those leads are coming in, those are marketing dollars that you've put behind a bunch of different efforts to make that happen. And so, you know, we're always telling contractors, have a discussion with your call centers, with your sales teams, and really let them know what the value of every lead is, and more specifically, what is actually going into making that phone ring or making those inbound form submissions happen. And I think when there's a better understanding internally of, you know, the time, effort, you know, money that's being put into making this happen, people treat it a lot more seriously. So that's important.
Yeah, I agree. And you brought up a couple of good points. Is that one, your average contractor, their customer service just sucks. So to differentiate yourself, all you got to do is just suck a little less. Okay. It's not a high bar. Just go look at these Yelp reviews or Google reviews on these contractors. I mean, it's amazing. And they just continually talk about poor customer service. So provide a good customer experience and you are so far ahead of the game. And second, it's so important to make sure everybody in your company understands how important it is to provide that service, to provide that quick response, to be friendly and professional when that call comes in. And with internet leads, you've got to provide quick response. You've got to get back to these prospects fast. Don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. I couldn't agree more. We've got a great kind of vantage point because we have the opportunity to see the inner workings of so many different businesses. And let me tell you, it's not all roses. And so we try to be as impactful as we can with our ability to help generate leads. And when we see an opportunity to sort of lend a hand or dish out a bit of advice in the way that businesses handle leads once they're generated, then we're totally up for that. But like you said, Dave, I mean, speed is super important. And there's no reason not to be able to capitalize on these leads when they come in now. Technology is there. So, for example, when a lead comes in through a form submission on a website, right? So you got that form there. People fill that out. An email gets kicked out to you as a contractor. That email, make sure it's being received by the right people, the people internally that are going to be fielding these inbound requests. And make sure that they're responding to these leads in no time, literally within minutes, right? Another thing that is really interesting is send a communication back to the customer. So a simple autoresponder that says, hey, we've received your inquiry. Thank you for reaching out and getting in contact with us. I may be out in the field right now, but I'm going to have somebody get in contact with you shortly. And then boom, that happens. Exactly. You can take that one step further. And you can have an automated text message go out. So in your form submissions, rather than ask people for just a generic phone number, any, you know, phone number, ask them specifically for the mobile phone number. Mm-hmm. That way, when that form comes in, companies like ours can help you take those inbound requests and then connect to SMS platforms where you can send an automatic confirmation to the customer direct to their mobile phone. Right. So that's really powerful stuff. And in there, you can take it as far as saying, hey, we've received your request, your inquiry. Here's a link to schedule a time for us to have an initial conversation, a discovery call, set an appointment, whatever you want that action to be. And that may not be a fit for everyone, but it's a strategy that we're seeing some companies employ. And let me tell you, the open rate on those text messages are extremely, extremely high. They outperform email. But at the very least, you know, send out an email and then, of course, have somebody from the office follow up by phone and connect with that lead.
Yeah. It's all about conversion. There's no point in getting these leads unless you're going to convert them into appointments. So let's talk a little more about this. And we've got, what's our outgoing demeanor? Tell us about that, how we should be responding and how we should be acting to these calls.
Sure. Well, I mean, some people are going to listen to this and they're going to say, well, Dave, Mark, duh, you know, this is common sense, but you know, it's not something that everybody does well. And the way that a phone is handled is extremely important. Far too many times we listen in on calls where a homeowner, a consumer is calling and you'll have somebody out in the field pick up a phone. Hello. And then the homeowner will say, have I reached, you know, XYZ roofing? Right. Yeah. And it just question mark. And then there's, you know, silence and awkwardness. And then homeowner feels like they're disturbing you. And right. Then all of a sudden they start to feel bad. And okay, well, you know what? I'm going to call you back. And they're just a terrible vibe, right? People can feel that. So even the idea of smiling before you pick up the phone can help make that feeling on the other end of the line that much better. So you want to pick up, you know, hi, this is XYZ Roofing. How can I help you today? Right? Whether you're the owner picking up the phone or you're part of a call center, the way the phone is handled is super, super, super important. And far too often people lack empathy, right? Somebody may say, hey, I've got a problem. You know, I've been considering changing my roof or repairing it. I just don't know. The stuff is confusing. Just relate with these people and say, oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure we can help you. And then get into the conversation, right? Build a relationship, build rapport.
Exactly. So, and if you get some battle axe at the front desk, that's going to be answering these calls. It's amazing. As you say, they're just like, oh, I'm sorry to put you out, but I wanted to buy a roof from you before. However, you know, it is amazing. I agree. So let's talk about this follow-up now. How do we really get on top of this? How should we be doing this to master that follow-up?
Okay, well, you know, leads are coming in. They're coming in via form submissions or through phone calls. Sometimes it's a live chat request on a web page or on a website. You're doing a good job now of, you know, picking up the phone, responding to those inbound requests, answering those chats. Sometimes, and Dave, something that I'll touch on here is the lead may not be a great lead. And I might have touched on this in another session with you, but I want to remind people that if a lead is not an ideal fit for you, don't just hang up the phone or turn that homeowner away. Try to capitalize on that. And what I mean by that is if somebody happens to call you by mistake, they thought you were a siding company or you did gutters and you don't, you strictly specialize in roofing, don't just hang up the phone because, hey, that's a lead that somebody else would happily pay money for. And so one of the easiest things you can do is just network with some local businesses in your area and then build relationships. And when you happen to get leads like that, because you will get people who reach out where it's not a perfect fit. Maybe they want to repair. You don't do repairs. You're more interested in replacements. Pass that off to somebody who can handle that. And the way to do that is simply say, hey, I'm sorry, we're not really specialized in what you're looking for, but we do work closely with another company that is a specialist in exactly what you're looking for. Let me do a formal intro. Do you mind if I have them call you? John will reach out to you as soon as he can. Sure, no problem. That would be well appreciated. Thank you. Now you've just done a good deed. Now you reach out to another company and you're building some karma, right? Mm-hmm. And who knows when John's company reaches out, if they happen to close a deal, guess what? Next time they get asked to do something that they don't cover, it's not in their wheelhouse, they may send that back to you. So that's something you've got to share with your team.
I agree. We talk about that a number of times on the show, which is having a network of referral partners. You're a roofing contractor. Well, homeowners are going to need an HVAC company. They ask for it all the time. Maybe a landscaper, plumber. All of these other trades can refer each other. And this is called a referral partner network where you may get together maybe once a month, talk about what's going on, track all these leads. But you're right. You're helping out that caller because too often it's like, oh, we don't do that. See you later. Well, in the back of my mind, I'm going to remember that company as someone who just was a little gruff with me, as opposed to somebody that helped me out, made my life easier. And that's what it's all about. So couldn't agree with you more on that. Now, let's talk about how do we protect our time? And you call it bracketing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Bracketing, Dave, very simply, is the idea of giving people options, right? I'm sure that very often contractors are getting calls and people want to know, hey, how much for this service? And if you fire off a price, you're not doing yourself any favors because that price may be too high. Maybe they're expecting something totally different. And people are just going to judge you based on whatever you say in that moment. And so training your sales team, your call center to better, you know, field these type of questions is super important. And bracketing is one strategy that can work well. So you may respond with, well, hey, you know, there's a lot of variables that come into play here. It's difficult for us to give you just a price like that. But for the most part, an average job may fall between, you know, X and Y, right? So, and you give a pretty broad range. It's not what people are going to want to hear, but at least you're not turning somebody away because it's out of their budget. So you give them a low end, you give them a high end, and then ultimately you throw it back to them and you start getting them to answer, you know, more questions for you. Now, not every inbound request, you know, form submission or whatnot will turn into a lead that you can actually demo, right? Some people just have questions and that's fine. What you want to be is helpful and informative and feel those questions so that if and when the time comes that they do decide that, hey, they're going to act on this and they're past that research phase, they've had a good experience with you to begin with, and they're more likely to call you back. And so, you know, mastering the follow-up, we were going to kind of get into that and we just went over it really quickly. But, you know, we try to tell contractors, think long-term here. Don't think that because the lead that just came in didn't convert into, you know, an appointment set, that it's a total dud, that it's lost, okay? You want to be building a database over time of contacts that you can continually reach out to. And again, build rapport and, you know, remind people that you're there, stay top of mind, provide educational content, that sort of thing. And the way to do that is obviously through email marketing, social media, things like that. So any lead that comes in can be a future potential customer. So just remember that. And yeah, I think that's really the art to mastering the follow-up. Of course, you've got just, you know, follow-up. If somebody reaches out to you and says, well, hey, now's not a great time. Can we speak Thursday? Well, you better make sure that you call them Thursday, right? So just be punctual, be diligent in your note-taking, completing your CRM, creating tasks for yourself so that you stay on top of things. The art really is in the follow-up. Just look at your experience, Dave. Somebody says they're going to call you and they don't call you. You just lost faith. You've just, you know, shown the customer that you're not, you know, you don't respect timelines and schedules. And most importantly, people's time, right? Your time is very valuable. So
I agree. And be sure that you're getting their email address. This is something that if you've got website visitors, anybody that requests information, because that way you can continue to send them out, whether it's a drip campaign, you're sending out helpful information. You're not pimping these guys for a sale. You're just sending, hey, you know, you were interested in this. I just wanted to send you this article perhaps. And another problem that I see these days when everybody's so busy is that right now, this is the season, everybody's swamped. And instead of blowing these guys off or saying, hey, you know, we're too busy, I can't help you, and you're just kind of gruff, instead, get that information and say, I'm sorry, but whether we're booked up, we're just busy at this time. However, let me get your information. Maybe down the road, if you haven't gotten the project done, we slow down in this time of year. And if you're not in an incredible hurry, maybe we can help you later. And it's surprising how many people will wait, or maybe they're not all that hot to go because they can't get another contractor. But keeping those people in touch, because business is going to slow down sometime. We don't know when, but we all know if we've been in this business long enough, these times are not going to last. And some of those leads you're going to wish you had. So keep in touch with these people. You never know, something you always want to do.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating from a marketing standpoint than when, you know, you've got a team that's putting time and effort into trying to drive leads for a business and the ball's being dropped on the back end. So just remember, this is, you know, there's two big parts to this equation here. And on the front end, generating lead, as important as that is, if leads are not well managed on your end, that's going to be a problem long term. And that marketing dollar is just not being stretched as far as it could be. So,
all right. Well, that covers today's topic. What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to be talking about comparing lead sources, you know, chasing the elusive exclusive lead. Everybody wants those exclusive leads. And really the unfair advantage that digital marketing can provide if compared to more traditional forms of advertising.
Mark, great information today. If our listeners have questions or want to get more information from you, how do they get in touch?
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. If anyone wants to get in touch with us, feel free. Head over to webrunnermedia.com/roofershow. And they can get in touch with us there.
All right, Mark, thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Well, that's it for our second day of class. Hopefully you got some value out of this and learned a few things. I know I did. And let me know, again, what you think of the show. Shoot me a text, 510-612-1450. If I get some good response on these, I'll put together classes on basic accounting, some production, how to run your business, legal, all these other things. I mean, it's limitless. So just let me know. Hopefully that you enjoy these, and we will see you next week.